This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The fast tempo, the choppy vocal samples, the snares, and the deep bass lines that just make your body move. This is footwork music, and just like house music, it was made right here in Chicago. This track is called Feelin' by the late footwork pioneer DJ Rashad. The genre has continued to evolve and grow to even international listeners since its creation in the 90s. And who better to learn more about this Chicago dance genre than the Era Footwork Crew? I was joined in the studio by crew members Steelo, P-Top, and Lightbulb, and these guys were super cool. First of all, I was shocked to hear just how fast footwork music goes. It's 160 beats per minute? What? So I learned a lot from them, and I was hoping, low-key, that at some point they would teach me some of these moves. I started the conversation, though, by asking them to just describe Chicago footwork a bit and tell us the essential parts of the music. Here's Lightbulb.
You know, we are working on the new definition for footwork just to get it, you know, nailed down. Chicago footwork, and its predecessor name, Juke, is pretty much a dance and music form from Chicago done at 160 beats per minute. And that's kind of what sells.
160 beats per minute.
Yeah. It used to be at 140 before it even had a name. But then it migrated and transformed to 160 because of the DJs and them seeing, you know, them being dancers themselves.
Yeah. So for someone who's never heard this, like, what are the essential parts of the music? How would you describe what we're hearing?
You're hearing a lot of 808 beats, a lot of samples.
Hi-hats, kicks.
Soul samples, kicks, drum patterns. A lot of different bass lines that kind of make up what the sound of what footwork is because we take inspiration from everywhere.
Yeah. And P-Top, I mean, clear this up for us. How are footwork, juke, ghetto house, and Detroit techno connected?
I mean, it all started in house parties and communities. So, like, you know, you will always get that feeling, like, dancing, moving to crazy sounds and stuff like that. To me, my personal, I think it's just different. It's more like you get to express yourself in wherever you at. It could be played whatever.
With footwork, specifically?
Footwork, juke, techno, all that. It all kind of relates, like, far as, like, tempo and putting different sounds and sounds you would never thought you would hear that would go
together.
Yeah. That aspect.
Expressing yourself. So, Steelo, we can't talk about the music without talking about the dancing, right? Mm-hmm. So, P-Top talks about expressing yourself. But tell us more about how you do express yourself through this style of dancing.
Of course, it's motion, it's movement. I think that goes.
So, you got the arms and legs going
arms,
at the same time?
It's a whole body. It's called footwork, but it's the whole body because it's like, it's a spirit. It's something you feel as well on the dance floor. The dancing is, like I said, it's highlighting feet, but, like, the feet are the brain, and your hands follow or your body follows. And then when you learn the proper way, you can kind of understand or you just you feel how things are supposed to go as far as, like, foundation and then building on foundation so you don't get too wild. But, the dance is, the movement of it is a very big part of it along with the music.
Yeah. So the creation and legacy of footwork, it's also intertwined by the lived experiences of the dancers and the DJs and the producers on Chicago's South and West Sides. And that extends to the suburbs, too. So I want to hear from each of you, what does footwork represent for you personally? I'm looking at you first, Lightbulb.
It represents voice, being able to express yourself through dance and body movements, but also having a voice to be able to speak on tracks, you know, things that we do now in terms of like rapping over tracks.
Mm-hmm.
It transforms all of these feelings that we had all of these years growing up to be able to express it over the music now and still be able, you know, at the peak of our dance, it kind of represents that voice, that footwork always has, you know, always needed. But it's just something I always had, because I've always been that quiet kid.
Yeah.
Growing up, I had a sense of humor, you know what I'm saying? But I got a lot in me.
Now, if we turn on a footwork track, you're spilling everything.
My energy or some type of, you know, I want to say my senses, my energy is going to get aroused. You feel me? I'm going to start feeling this type of energy throughout the room. And that's just what footwork does to me. It gave me that voice to be able to express myself in full flesh. Some people can't handle it sometimes.
Mm.
But, you know, that voice is still going to be said and spoke and heard.
You're nodding, Steelo. Do you agree? Is that
definitely
what it represents for you too?
Yes, definitely. I agree. But footwork for me represents a lot of things. I would say community, lifestyle. And like Bub said, you get to experience a lot. So I like to think that everything we do is kind of through the lens of footworking, because we have been able to put ourselves on many different plateaus or pedestals in different art forms or different areas of mm-hmm. doing things, but it's all been through footworking. Like myself, I'm a fashion designer, but I'm not necessarily worried about being labeled a designer because I'm a footwork artist. Like we're expanding what it means to be a footwork artist. So footworking means everything, because I feel like we do everything under or through the lens of footwork. Because that's our personal experience of Chicago and growing up.
That's dope. And you've got a clothing line in the footwork community?
Yeah, so I'm just carving out the lane to be a footwork designer and a footwork designer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes.
I know. Like, Eureka.
We heard it here
Eureka.
First.
Footwork designer.
Yes. Designer, boy.
Let's start that. Let's make that a thing, right?
Yeah, so along with like putting out Just Dance, bodies of work that's dance, I also get to focus on the fashion part, the costume design, and it helps me convey a message.
What about you, P-Top?
Well, he pretty much hit it with the community, because I'm much of a community guy. I'm more of a people person.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, community and lifestyle.
Is that what the P stands for?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Nah,
what the P stands for is crazy.
Me and my mom jokes.
That's funny. But, like, community is a big thing, because this thing, you couldn't go to school for this. This is something that created an entire community. This is a language that we all have. Sometimes, like, you know, some people don't know how to speak regularly to each other. So mm-hmm. by these guys, me knowing them for damn near 20 plus years before we even made the era, we communicated with dance. Like, like these are my, like, we're both from different groups.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, being from a different part of Chicago, I'm from the north side of Chicago, uptown.
Mm-hmm.
Bub is from, like, the southwest of Chicago, Steelo over east. So, like,
everybody's coming together.
Yeah. That's why I say communities and lifestyle. And also a sport, because it's like we always, like, within our community, we always preparing the next generation of footwork. So it's like we're mentors, coaches.
Okay, so people like DJ Rashad, DJ Spin, DJ Clint, RP Boo, and more. They were some of the pioneering producers of footwork music back in the early 90s. So I want to listen to a classic RP Boo track.
Another RP track. Another RP track.
So that's Heavy Heat by RP Boo, and I just want to take a moment to just appreciate the energy from this track. I said, first of all three of you lit up as soon as we played it. And the use of the Godzilla sample, I've noticed that Chicago and Detroit DJs alike, I mean, they love sampling the Godzilla theme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think it is?
Within many things culturally, like movies, it relates to everybody because we all seen through it or we all been through it.
Yeah. It's recognizable, to Godzilla, too.
Yeah, it's recognizable, to say the least. And that hits home. That hits home. So I think that's why everybody uses it. And then things like movies. I know RP is working on some crazy heat.
No good.
Yeah. That's sampling a movie. I ain't going to say which one, but he working on some heat.
Okay. Yeah.
And then to add on to that, like, just the spirit of what that Godzilla track, the sound that come from that Godzilla track, it brings a different aggression. It kind of mirrors what kind of, you know, that friendly aggression that's within footwork.
Yeah.
And it kind of brings it out with the way that Godzilla sample is being used. And I think, because I know RP Boo, so I know, like, you know, he used to be a dancer, so he's looking for that aggression. And, like, that track kind of mirrored his kind of spirit a little bit.
Yeah. Well, how do you think footwork has evolved over the years, Lightbulb?
It didn't even have a name. People were just, I want to say, doing these different moves throughout Chicago. They was doing the Running Man, Sailboat, the Ghost, but all of these moves were kind of done together, and that kind of formulated what footwork was. But it didn't have a name. I called it pre-footwork because it was like we talking 85, in that 85-year range between 85 and 90 before it even had a name.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then from that standpoint, you get dancers coming in like Anthony Brown. But before then, you had people like Bo. That's pre-footwork. Bo, people like the Untouchables, Calvin and Goose, Michael Stamps. These people like are kind of like the original forefathers that formulated like, you know, putting these moves together to utilize. But then Anthony Brown came later, like, the early 90s. He formulated combinations, which is like a new thing for people, I want to say, because before people footworked in very pattern-like movements.
Yeah.
People never took all of the moves and kind of made these different patterns.
Is it like
them.
Choreography?
Yeah, it looked very choreographed.
Yeah.
When people came out with combinations, Anthony Brown kind of changed the format of how footwork looked to people. And they were the only ones that was doing it in a certain period of time from the 90s all the way up to the, I want to say still to this day.
Yeah.
Like, they still like some of the legends. They ain't 40s.
Interesting.
So yeah, I think that was one of the biggest changes. Now in terms of the music was definitely done to, I want to say, beat music. Because they wouldn't even call it house music. Like, if you ask some people from out west, they were saying they was doing beat music and beat dancing. And it was like, it was these house dancing, like house music parties versus beat dancing. And they was doing these different movements in this time period. And that kind of grew. And then it was, all these things was done like 140. Mm-hmm. And then Rashad, Spin, I want to say Greedy, people like Clint, all these different people. And they, you know, made footwear tracks going into, you know, the newer years in the 2000s. I mean, I want to say 90. The mid-90s until the 2000s, up to where we at now.
Turned up the speed, too.
Turned up the speed, you know, tracks, man. Like, just from out west kind of came in and kind of, like, sped it up. And it kind of worked.
Interesting. So, CeeLo and P-Top, I mean, do you feel a responsibility then to continue that legacy?
Yes, of course. Everything we do is community-focused or in that area. And we know it's been unspokenly adorned on us, like, okay, to carry the culture to the next level or the next area we see it to. Because it was a point in time where I didn't even think we'd be doing some of the things that we'd be doing. It is a big responsibility just to show these kids, like, what you can do as a dancer. Like, nobody ever told me, or I'm pretty sure y'all can say, like, okay, you could be a dancer. Of course, you could be a hooper, you could be a doctor, and so many other things, but a dancer wasn't even thought of. Like, this was just something I did organically and fell in love.
Yeah. No, I feel you on that. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's definitely our responsibility because it's like,
there's a whole other generation, you know, coming up behind you.
Yeah.
That, I mean, someone's got to teach them.
Yeah, but our biggest goal was to not have no disconnection with the other generations before us. So I think what the era did, we pulled them together, also teach history, the core basis of everything.
Yeah.
Like right now, Bub is doing a project to get history and recreate it with the Ghost. So like that's the part of our mission. We all hands on to what anybody's doing within our group. But yeah, that's the whole importance of teaching kids and then teaching them to be better leaders than us. Because, like, what we didn't succeed, they could, or so on and so on.
Right. Yeah, you're part of this group is called The Era, Lightbulb, and CeeLo. You two, you co-founded the group? This was back in, what, 2014?
No, it wasn't me. And
yeah, it was me, Chief Manny, who's not here in the dungeon somewhere.
Who's not here with us today.
CeeLo, P-Top, and we had another member named City. Shout out to City. We all was a part of like kind of coming up with this new thing that we was doing to like perform because we was, you know, we was at the peak of battling. Like we had did it for so long in terms of battling different crews. It was like, let's start performing and, you know, creating choreography and, you know, doing our own thing. And this is early on. And that, you know, that's what we was called New Era at first.
Okay.
And then, you know, we was performing at the car shows and all kinds of things of that nature. And then that turned into, you know, we went and did a movie, me and P-Top, back in like 2013. 2013 by Al Pacino. It's called Manglehorn.
Nobody
ever seen this movie.
I'm going to look for it now.
I know nobody ever seen it, but go watch Manglehorn just for our part. You feel me? Because we went crazy real quick.
I think that's why people actually watch the movie.
Hit us up, Al. You feel me? We looked out.
You're doing all the promotion.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we really did something good together.
All of a sudden, the numbers for that movie just...
You feel me? Like, people going to go watch that now. You feel me? Like, we had an Actors Guild because of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look out for us. You know? But yeah, like, so like, when we... You know, we was in rival groups as well. We was in Terror Squad. He was in Goon Squad. So to see him at the same shoot I'm at, I'm like, I should cook you right now. But that turned into me like...
That's very dance culture too, because I mean, growing up, I did hip hop too, and it was the same thing where, you know, you went to high school and, you know, you had a crew and, you know, other girls that you know from around the way, they had a crew.
Yep.
You would see each other at talent shows at best, right? And then, but then later on in life, you're friends or you join the same crew later on. And so it just kind of ends up coming full circle, no matter how you look at it. The era's motto is footwork saves lives.
Oh, me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I mean, we products of it. We could have been in a ton of different things. Not good, though. Especially being from Chicago, being from the areas that we was in, doing the things we doing. Like, people think that because we was dancers, you know, like, we around all of the people who moving product, you know what I'm saying? Or people who in the streets, like, we around these people. These our brothers.
Mm.
These our family. These our sisters. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people who we live and grow with every day who really not into the most positive things, but the most positive thing they do have is footworking. That's what we had as a unit. Like,
yeah, you chose a different lane.
Yeah, but, like, we all had that. You know what I'm saying? Whether you was a hooper, whether you know what I'm saying? You had a job, whether you was in the streets, whether you was in, you know, moving, whatever you was doing, like, but we all had this community thing of footworking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even him being the Goon Squad, they had their own family. Like, every E-top. Footwork crew, footwork crew in Chicago had their own form of a family unit that kept them, you know, it was like, this is your thing to do. This is our family. This is our unit. This is what we have. And, like, you know, we had sisters, we had brothers, like, we had people that played the mother role, father role, like all these different groups had these different levels of or tiers to them. That was a family unit.
I was about to say the same. I think footwork saves lives. Just speaks to all the generations it's been from house on up or whatever it may be. Because like you said, you have other people that do other things. They do hair. They're accountants. They're, you know, lawyers or whatever. Yeah. But they all had a taste of Chicago footwork, and Chicago footwork played its part in their life. And we're products because we've been living with footwork for more than half our life.
Yeah.
And then I think with us expanding it, like, it just continues to grow on what you can do, even if not being a dancer. Like, you could just be somebody in the party just listening, and footworking might have you in the right place at the right time to help you realize something or, you know, experience something that you never would if you didn't like dance or didn't like footwork specifically.
Yeah. So let's talk about the fact that you all released your new EP Combo Pack last month. Congratulations.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Yes, sir.
Something you all can add to your repertoire is rapping. I know you talked a little bit about that already, Lightbulb, but why did you decide to incorporate rapping into Combo Pack, P-Top?
I think it's more important to hear, like, how we feel with our own footwork music. You know what I'm saying? Talk about what we do as a dancer, as a, you know, footwork artist. And we don't like calling ourselves rappers. I think the term was footwork with words.
Footwork with words.
Yeah.
I like that.
I coined that.
Yeah,
I did
that. Stilo coined that. But, I mean, it's expressing ourselves. And you know how hip-hop got his own culture, dance culture? Chicago footwork got that, too. So they had rappers, DJs, dancers, and all that. So it's like, we are immune to everything that's going on because we're so unique with what we do. I think it was more important that the dancers have voices.
Yeah. How did you come up with the name Combo Pack?
Combo Pack is a play on Show Me Your Best Combination, which some people might know from a movie. What's the movie?
Five Heartbeats.
Five Heartbeats. I always say it wrong. Right. So it's a scene in there.
That's a classic.
Where they bring an older guy in, and he wants to show combos, but somebody in the group is like, nah, you're trying to replace me. But he like, show me your best combination. So we just wanted to a lot of people in footwork and they got the foundation, right? But it's like, how do you expand on that? Some people might go the wrong way. So from the foundation and the basics, you put together those basics and you make combo packs.
Yeah.
And that's how you essentially make up a footwork round. A footwork round is a whole combo pack, or a set of basics can be a combo pack that you know what I'm saying, that you use in a battle. So that's what that was.
Yeah, I love that you're staying to the tried and true footwork basics on this as well.
To add on to that a little bit, we wanted to take, you know, five different versions of what a footwork track could possibly sound like with words on it and put it into a combination package for people to get a taste of what's to come from us and just how we try and expand what that footwork sound sounds like.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to a track from the new EP. This is called We Gon' Step. Oh, footworking with words, for real. So I mentioned DJ Spin earlier. You've had the opportunity to work and tour with him and with DJ Rashad in the past. What's Spin like?
Spin is like some super player. They got all of the knowledge in terms of like whatever super, you know, I want to say.
Sonically, he
super
got
sonically.
It.
Like, he like the player, know all of the soul samples, know the history of the song. He know about all of the artists that we want to be into in terms of learning how to be MCs or whatever the case may be. Like, he know all of that type of shit because he grew up in that era. You know what I'm saying? So he got the experience and like he been trying to get people to rap on tracks forever.
So you learn a lot from him.
Yeah,
like he helped us unlock a lot of different things in terms of like how we want to sound, you know, our energy and our confidence, and just how it all can work together to really turn ourselves into, you know, people who could perform.
So when you're picking, you're sort of going through music tracks, what would you say makes a track good for footworking?
Any track.
Really?
Any track that might convey emotional, you know what I'm saying, give you a feeling. So within the footwork community, we know a lot of songs. Of course, coming up, us being in the age range that we're in, we know about the old school songs, but some kids are just finding out about this old school sound through a footwork track. So they don't even know this song has been made or where it's from necessarily, but they know they hypnotized by this footwork track. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny because you use words that make me actually visualize what the movements look like. When you talked earlier, I think one of you said it was like the spirit.
Yeah,
when the spirit hits you and, you know, you talked about being hypnotized. I want to talk about the cover of your EP.
Oh, for sure.
So it's got you three plus crew member Chief Manny.
Yeah.
And then DJ Spin's kind of looking at you all practicing your moves, which is super cool. I mean, what were you guys doing during the shoot, P-Top?
So, like, going back to the reference of the Five Heartbeats, when they was practicing, getting ready, and the choreographer came in there, you know, orchestrating the stuff or whatever. It's kind of like that. We was going for that look.
Yeah.
As a, like a group with soul and uniqueness and all that.
Oh.
You know, like just, you know, I like it, you know. We was in some dress shoes, pants, shirts.
That's different for you.
Yeah, Steelo and Manny had on bowling shirts. Bub looked like he owned a rental car service. Like, you know, we looked nice. So
yeah.
It was just, I think going through it with another angle with it and giving the footwork and footwork cover art a different look, like, you know, because it comes from a gutter thing, but it's like, if we could produce it the way we want to produce it, like, we could do anything.
Yeah.
I think it's a visual representation of, like, exactly what you said, of, like, us learning from Spin to help, you know, to help grow. I think that's what that looks like. But along with the recreation from the movie, of course.
Yes.
That's gold.
It just goes into that world building, like trying to bring people into this world that we're trying to create around our art. Not just putting out a project that don't really, just a name.
Right.
Anything on it. Like, we're really trying to put effort into, you know, the work that we're doing and really care about the art and trying to create something for people to really get attached to and experience like how we did.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of referencing Rainy Crib because, like, it looked like your grandmother's crib. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even from that Five Heartbeat, like they was in their grandmother's crib. You feel me? Like, that's a sanctuary for people because, like, that's what we used to practice at.
So, you know, we've talked a lot about the producers and DJs who kind of helped create footwork as we know it today. But I'm curious, who are some of the up-and-coming DJs and producers that, you know, you all maybe want to shout out?
I would say DJ Lucky.
I'm lost without you.
I would say DJ Jalen.
For sure.
I would say up like young up and coming.
Yeah.
DJ Corey.
Where do you all battle in the city?
Anywhere. We can battle here.
Right. Right.
It can happen anywhere. Like are we on that type of time with you? It get like that.
Can we battle right now at Navy Pier?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll get like that.
Cut this off. I'm about to battle her.
Because, you know, like, we train the footwork, so it's like it help us stay ready. You feel me? Like, we still in that mode where, like, we full-on footwork artists. We're at the highest level at any time. That's it.
We were just battling at P-Top. P-Top got the event that he put together for the youth to kind of the youth. But it's called The Ring, where he kind of brings everybody together, but especially the youth, and kind of spreads opportunity through the event. But I think, we were just battling there.
Just battling the kids there.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was kicking the leg here and there. But, you know, I had to make sure the event go. But they was going crazy. Them two.
We terrorized.
I was telling them, calm down.
That's good, because we having fun.
They got the spirit. All right, we've been talking with some of the members of the Era Footwork crew, P-Top, Lightbulb, and Steelo. Such a pleasure talking with you guys. Thank you for stopping by. And we'll go out on one more track off the EP, Combo Pack. This one is Time.
What you remember? Cold winters, big ass templates. Pack the granny crib, laughing with the members. What you remember?
Got the information. Patient mapped it out. Built the thing, the only thing to figure out.
And if you want to vibe in person with the Era Footwork crew, they're holding a lab session tonight, Saturday, November 23rd, at Granny Crib in the Chicago Lawn neighborhood. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Ethan Schwab. We drop new episodes every weekday with a special one on Saturdays. You can support the work we do on Reset by liking and subscribing to our podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter. Head to wbez.org/resetnews. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.
I remember the times like Mike Jack with the footwork, had to practice and find them right tracks. That's how it should work. Remember them combos I forgot, but that's not gonna stop me, cause you know that's how I flow. That's how I rock. 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 That's how I rock.
I remember catching at the bus stop. Block is hot. It don't matter. Plug in. I can't let no other spin. I remember catching by the lunchroom. Showing proof. It's blue. Storm ready. I made it up on my way to school. I remember it cost 10. Took it in at the party. Took his ass. Still ain't guaranteed to win. I remember catching buses back down 53rd. That's my word.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely